This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. Go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Sarah Trafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the employment policies that govern the hiring of relatives in Greene County are being amended, County Administrator Sean Grodin said August 15th. The existing policy prohibits a family member from working in the chain of command of a spouse, mother, father, brother, sister, or child. Grodin said he reviewed the policy after a controversy arose in July over Sheriff Greg Seeley's stated intent to hire his son as a deputy. At the time, Grodin said Matthew Seeley could not be hired until Greg Seeley retired. Grodin said last week that Matthew Seeley was hired as a provisional employee on May 18th and is being paid $22 per hour. Quote, I reviewed this policy, which is 12 years old, unquote, Grodin said in a statement. Quote, now there is a debate as to whether or not the policy is even legal. Denying someone career opportunities for no other reason than family ties is questionable. This county has many employees who are related to each other, even including spouses both working for us. Plus, we have a civil service system that reviews an applicant's credentials to determine if they qualify for employment. DNA is not a disqualifying event. We will be updating our administrative manual accordingly, unquote, Grodin said. Several legislators were surprised to learn the policy was undergoing amendment, including the chairman of the Public Safety Committee, William Lawrence, who represents Cairo and is a Republican. Quote, you don't want someone who's hired for a biased reason working for you, unquote, Lawrence said. Quote, my belief is don't fix something that's not broken, unquote. Lawrence said the board has not discussed the matter and that he felt out of the loop. He also said he assumed Matthew Seeley would be hired after Greg Seeley retired in December. Lawrence's fellow Republicans, including Chairman Patrick Linger, all support the existing anti-nepotism policy. Grodin is working on the amended policy, which will be eventually presented to the full legislature for approval. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting the Dutchess County Fair opens August 20th, with plans for a six-day event that includes a Woodstock-themed horticulture exhibit and a show by rock band Daughtry and more. The most important events and exhibits at the fair are those that focus on farms and agriculture, fair spokesperson Vicky Imperati said. The event features the antique museum village, the Bentley one-room schoolhouse, and the Pleasant Valley train station. Grandstand concerts planned include Lanco on Tuesday, Dylan Scott with the Cadillac 3 on Wednesday, Low Cash with special guest Ross Ellis on Thursday, and Daughtry on Friday. The fair is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. August 20th through 25th at the Dutchess County Fairgrounds. Kenneth C. Crow II is reporting for the Times Union that the New York Civil Liberties Union is accusing the Rensselaer County Republicans of attempting to intimidate voters. According to the NYCLU, county records they obtained show that GOP officials had no reason to say they would hand over documents to federal immigration officials to determine if any U.S. non-U.S. citizens were registered to vote. The county GOP is all about intimidating people from registering to vote, said Perry Grossman, the NYCLU's senior attorney for its voting rights project. Quote, it's clear there was not legitimate reasoning behind it. The whole point of the press release is to scare people with the threat of ICE investigating if they registered to vote at DMV, unquote, Grossman said Friday. County Executive Steve McLaughlin announced in mid-July the county would share its voter registration records with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. County Republicans are opposed to the state's green light law, which allows non-citizens to apply for licenses, driver's licenses. The law also prevents ICE from assessing driver's license application records and allow the Department of Motor Vehicles Commissioner to not retain them after 6 months. The county has filed a federal lawsuit seeking to declare the new state law unconstitutional. Quote, we are going to withhold comment due to the ongoing litigation, unquote, Richard Christ, a spokesperson for McLaughlin, said when asked to respond to the NYCLU's comments. Read more about this story in the Albany Times-Union. This has been the WGXC Local News. Go to the newsroom for more information about anything you heard here.